Chapter 7. Diplomatic Secrets. When Lady Hilda returned to the sitting room, Holmes smiled. "We have done our best to protect your reputation," he said. "We now have 10 minutes before your husband returns. Will you tell me why you took the letter?"
"I will tell you the whole story," Lady Hilda said. "When I said that I kept no secrets from my husband, I wasn't telling you the truth. Many years ago, when I was an innocent girl, I wrote a letter to someone, a man. This was before I knew my husband. It was a foolish letter, but it was the letter of a young girl in love for the first time. I did not understand that it could cause trouble for me in the future. Until recently, I thought that the whole thing was forgotten long ago. Then, last week, I heard from Mr. Eduardo Lucas. He told me that he had my letter. He also told me that my husband had a document which he wanted. One of the officials in my husband's ministry had sold him the information. Lucas said that I must steal the document for him. He said that if I did not steal it, he would send my letter to my husband. I knew that if my husband saw my letter, he would lose his trust in me," she went on. "He has a very strong sense of honour, and he would not understand that I wrote the letter innocently. I didn't know what was in the document that Lucas wanted. Please believe that. Lucas didn't tell me, and my husband has never talked to me about his work. I thought that my happiness and my marriage were much more important than any political document could be. I didn't know that the document was so important to the peace of Europe, Mr. Holmes. I only learnt that when I spoke to you, after I had taken it. I made a wax impression of my husband's key," Lady Hilda said. "Lucas made a new key from the impression and gave it to me. On Monday evening, I used the new key to steal the document, then I went out. I told my husband I was going to the theatre, but I took the document to Lucas's house. In the street outside the house, I noticed a woman. I knocked on the door, and Lucas let me in. He didn't close the door because I only meant to stay a moment. We went into the front room, and we made the exchange. Lucas gave me my letter, and I gave him the document. Suddenly, there was a noise in the hall outside the room," she continued. "Lucas quickly pulled back a corner of the carpet and hid the document in a hole under the floor. He had just replaced the carpet when a woman entered the room, the woman I had seen outside the house. She screamed at Lucas. She said that she had caught him with his other wife at last. She took a knife that was hanging on the wall and she attacked him. There was a struggle and the furniture was turned over," Lady Hilda said. "But the woman was strong, and she stabbed Lucas with the knife. I ran from the house as fast as I could. You know the rest of the story, Mr. Holmes. Last night I recovered the document, but I couldn't think of a way of giving it back to my husband without telling him the truth. And I couldn't do that. It would have been the end of our marriage." As she finished speaking, we heard the front door open. A moment later, Trelawney Hope and Lord Bellinger entered the room. "Have you got good news for us, Mr. Holmes?" Hope asked.
"Yes, I no longer believe that this country is in danger," said Holmes.
"That is certainly good news," said Hope. Then he spoke to his wife. "Will you leave us for a few minutes, my dear? We need to talk about politics. We will join you soon for lunch."
When Lady Hilda had left the room, Holmes spoke to Trelawney Hope.
"Mr. Hope," he said, "I believe that you have made a mistake. I don't believe that the missing letter ever left this house. If it had, someone would have published it by now. I don't believe that it ever left your dispatch box. I think it has probably become mixed up with the other papers in the box. Will you search the box again, please?"
Trelawney Hope started to argue with Holmes.
"This is not the time to joke.
I'm quite sure that the letter is not in the dispatch box, he said angrily.
But then Lord Bellinger spoke. We can easily decide who is right, he said. Send for the box, Hope, and we will search it here.
Hope walked to the bell and rang for his valet. He told the man to bring the dispatch box from his bedroom.
When the valet returned to the room with it, the Minister for European Affairs took a small key from his pocket and opened the box. He started to search through the papers.
As you can see, Mr. Holmes, he began, the letter is not...
Then he stopped.
Good heavens, he said.
He held up the thin blue envelope.
You were right. It was here. And I'm very happy to see it. You must be a magician, Mr. Holmes. How did you know it was in the box after all?
I knew it was there because I knew that it was nowhere else, Holmes replied with a smile.
I must go and tell my wife, said the minister. She will be as happy as I am. She has been so worried about the disappearance.
He quickly left the room. Lord Bellinger looked carefully at Holmes's face. His wonderful eyes were smiling brightly.
How did the letter really get back into the box, Mr. Holmes? He asked quietly.
Ah, we also have our diplomatic secrets, Holmes replied.